What happened today?
It's the 31st of October today. You know, the ancient Gaelic festival of Samhain commenced on the evening of October 31, considered the earliest known root of some of our secular Halloween traditions, marked a pivotal time of year when seasons changed. But more importantly, observers also believing the boundary between this world and the next became especially thin, enabling them to connect with the dead. This is where Halloween gains its haunted connotations. It became a Christian festival for centuries, then over time morphing into a strong tradition in North America, where it now involves trick-or-treating, bonfires, costume parties, visiting haunted houses and carving jack-o'-lanterns. On this day in 1517, priest and scholar Martin Luther nailed his piece of paper to the door of the castle church in Germany. On it, his 95 revolutionary opinions that would begin the Protestant Reformation. Fast forward a few centuries to 1867, and South Australians had their first ever royal visit on this day. Prince Alfred, the Duke of Edinburgh, arriving in Glenelg on the afternoon of October 31, setting out in a procession of cavalry and carriages containing the hierarchy of Adelaide to an official reception at the town hall. No expenses spared in decorating the town. The colony of SA, only 31 years of age, and had strong ties with England. In an address to the Prince, Adelaide Mayor Robert Fuller said, "Though separated from Great Britain by many thousands of miles, we've lost none of our attachment to the mother country." 25 years later, and on this day in 1892, The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, first released by Scottish physician Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, very savvy fictional writer incorporating cutting-edge forensic science into his narrative. The titular character, Detective Holmes, famous for his astute logical reasoning, his ability to adopt almost any disguise, and his ability to study a crime scene in detail, including investigating shoe and tyre impressions, fingerprints, ballistics and handwriting analysis. On this day in 1926, Harry Houdini, the most celebrated magician and escape artist of the 20th century, died at the age of 52. 12 days earlier, he'd been punched hard enough in the stomach to rupture his appendix, doctors unable to save him. Houdini, most famous for his ability to escape from what seemed like anything and everything, including ropes, handcuffs, straitjackets, jail cells, water-filled milk cans, and even nail-shut boxes that had been thrown into a river. His last words reportedly were, "I'm tired of fighting." And on this day in 1962, the Monster Mash ruled the airwaves, becoming the most popular Halloween song of all time. And that's today, October 31.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.